Hello and welcome to Club Kingsnake Web Radio. Tonight we've got the booking manager for Emo's in Austin, Texas. Emo's is one of our better live music venues. They're getting all kinds of rave reviews. I believe Playboy just wrote about them. But they get to book a lot of great shows in there. And this year I've seen a lot of great shows there. I saw in the last 12 months Rancid and Peaches and the Lemonheads just this weekend. But tonight we have Graham Williams, who's the booking manager for Emo's. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the bands that they're going to be booking and the kind of bands that they look for when they book bands at Emo's. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the bands that they've had for South by Southwest and other events in the past, and maybe a little bit about what they're going to have this year at South by Southwest. Tell me, Graham, how long have you been working for Emo's there?
Emo's? A while. Probably pushing 10 years, maybe 9. I started out working the door, you know, working security and stuff. And after a year or two, I started booking. I've booked there for the last 7 or 8 years.
You've seen a lot of good bands come through there, I bet.
Yeah, a lot of bad bands too, but yeah.
Well, with two stages going all the time, it's, you know, you get to see a lot of bands up there.
Yeah, I mean, we actually have three stages now. We just added a third room on the corner. It's Emo's Lounge. It's a little smaller and a little nicer. But, yeah, we have three stages. I mean, I get to see a lot of great stuff being there all the time. But, you know, at the same time, there's times when the last thing I want to do is hear music because I've been around, like I said, three stages of music 7 nights a week. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, most of the bands I listen to come to Emo, so I rarely have to go anywhere else to see a band.
What are some of the kinds of bands that you listen to that you like to book into Emo's?
All kinds of stuff, but, you know, mostly music that plays at Emo's, a lot of underground stuff, punk, indie rock, underground hip-hop. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I book there is the kind of stuff I listen to as well for the most part, so. But it's a pretty wide range.
I know, like, this weekend we had the Lemonheads play on your main stage, your outdoor stage, and you'd slide over, and on the indoor stage you had the Blitz play, and, you know, Lemonheads are a power pop band, and the Blitz are a hardcore punk band from way back. So it's pretty amazing. You can see a very wide scope of music in one night,
yeah,
at Emo's.
Totally. I mean, but... And at the same time, I still kind of, personally, I feel like it's all under the same umbrella of underground music. Like, there were actually people coming to both stages because, you know, Lemonhead's first record is a, you know, a punk hardcore record. They're Hate Your Friends on Tang. And, you know, so there were guys at Mohawks that came from the Blitz show and watched a few Lemonhead songs and went back and vice versa, which I think is interesting, you know. I think it's all more closely connected than people realize. Actually, sadly, I don't know if you heard about this, but the singer Blitz, right after we paid him, or the guitarist for Blitz, the only original member who wrote all the songs, after we paid them, they were leaving, and I guess they were walking to the hotel, and he got hit by a car and died that night, like right after that show.
Oh my God, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's horrible. Just got an email from their agent like the next day.
Wow. That's, I tell you, the traffic down there can be a nightmare.
Especially
on a busy weekend.
You know, being drunk at a bar is never safe anyway, leaving that area around 2 o'clock.
Well, speaking about being drunk at a bar, South by Southwest is coming up, and we're about to have, 40,000 drunk music industry professionals roaming around the streets looking at bands and listening to bands. Yeah. How many stages are you guys going to have for that? I know last year you had quite a few more than three.
Yeah, we have four. We'll have our main big stage and our main small room, plus the lounge, which is the newest room, and then our parking lot across the street is our Emo's Annex stage. It's basically just a giant circus tent with, you know, stage and sound system and bar built into it. It's just up for that week, day and night, from, you know, Wednesday through Sunday, and we have shows every night. So, yeah, it'll be four stages.
Well, I remember last year you guys had some really hot acts in there. I couldn't even force my way into Emo's with my platinum badge on most nights. Who were some of the guys you had last year that were interesting?
Yeah, you stumped me. I'm gonna have to.
Well, did you guys end up with Peaches last year?
I don't think. I mean, she played at Emo's, but not during South by. It was shortly after when she was on tour. Let me look and see what we had. Yeah, it's not in front of me. When we had a ton of great shows, I'm just kind of spacing on obviously every show is sold out. So, I mean, I don't know, Montreal, some great hip-hop shows. Turbo Negro actually canceled, although they are playing this year. I'm pretty excited about the lineup this year. We've got some good stuff coming through.
Can you talk about that, or is that still on the super secret hush-hush list?
They're taking too long. I'll say whatever I want. Those guys need to announce it. But I think they're supposed to announce actually in the next couple of days. But, yeah, like our one show that's really cool is our Saturday night show is Turbo Negro from Norway. Meat Puppets back together.
Oh, you're getting the Meat Puppet show.
Yeah, Buzzcocks, the old... You know,
really? The Buzzcocks? Oh, man, I want to be there.
Yeah, Riverboat Gamblers, Poison Idea. It's all one big punk show, and all the bands are different. There's kind of rock and roll stuff, there's kind of hardcore stuff, kind of 70s stuff, Meat Puppets. I mean,
well, I caught that Meat Puppets gig at Army of Anyone, and that was pretty neat, just to see them show up and play.
Yeah, yeah, well, they're it should be fun, because I think that was kind of like a practice, you know, that show that they did was sort of like a appetizer to actually, you know, playing more shows now. So I think South By is their first official show, and then they're going to start playing out, I think, more regularly after that. But I'm excited about that. I mean, there's a lot of great day parties. You know, our opening night's great. We have Blonde Redhead, Beirut, Foxtrot, a bunch of other great stuff, Bob Mold, a bunch of other great stuff just on the very first day. And there's a great hip-hop show with Galactic, Aesop Rock, LP, Cage, Brother Ali. There's a record collection show that's good with the Walkman and some other acts. What else playing? A great Hide Your Head showcase with Pelican and Big Business and others. But yeah, for the most part, we have some great shows lined up, and you know, our day party's really good too. I'm actually going to announce all the day parties on our website in the next few days. So
you know what's frightening is you only mentioned about a tenth of what you actually have going on.
Yeah, it would take forever. I figured I didn't want to waste your time naming every band, but yeah, there's a ton.
Last year was the first time in probably 15 years that I'd actually wandered down 6th Street and bravely tried to do a South By, and man, it was frightening. It's like a huge smorgasbord of bands from everywhere playing everything, and you just walk around and sample bands for 5 or 10 minutes and then move on.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like you said, you have a badge, so you're able to hop to a lot of places too. And of course, some are so crowded, you know, it's a capacity issue, and they're doing one in, one out. But you know, for the most part, you can get into almost anything and see, you know, like you said, you know, a band here and a band there, and it goes on all day. I mean, with all the day parties now, I mean, you can get away with not getting a badge or a wristband and still go see a ton of great bands that week. Plus, the day parties usually have like free beer and free food and stuff to get people to come out. And, you know, you can go online and find just lists that people have compiled of every day show here in South By and find some cool stuff.
You gotta wonder when the city's just gonna take it over.
Yeah, I don't know. The city's too lazy. One, lazy, and two, I mean, there's so much, it's a bureaucratic mess. They could never, you know, function on put together something like this. Has to be.
Oh, come now! A committee could only make this better.
Yeah, we have to have a meeting about a meeting about a meeting.
So, you also book Fun Fest, which happens later in the year. Last year was your first year with that, and you had some really good acts then as well. You had, once again, you had Peaches, you had Lower Class Brats, the Crumb Bums, and the Black Angels, and a whole bunch of great bands over there. Are you going to be doing another Fun Fest, do you think, this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was kind of a part one, see how it goes. And, you know, we just said, hey, if we don't lose money and it does okay and people seem like they've had fun and the band's had fun, then we'll do it again. And, yeah, everyone seemed to have a blast. The bands were really excited afterwards. I mean, all of them seemed to love it. The crowd, everyone seemed to have a really good time. And, you know, we didn't profit a whole lot, but again, this was the first year. We just wanted to cover all our costs, get all the bands paid, you know, get back all the production costs of doing such a huge event. And it worked out, you know. So, yeah, we'll definitely do it again. And it was really thrown together. I mean, I booked that thing in October. I had 5 weeks to advertise.
Yeah, it just popped right up on the radar with almost no time beforehand, it seemed like.
Yeah, Exactly. Well, this year, I mean, we were kind of set on those dates on a Friday, December 1st, which is, you know, not the best time of the year, and the cold front did blow in, which definitely hurt us. But we were stuck on that day because, you know, most of the road bands, most of the out-of-town bands were actually on tour, and that was the date they happened to be in town. So we kind of, I booked it because Emo's was booked, every other club in town was booked, and I had all these bands that needed shows. So it kind of started off as just being a show for a few bands who needed a show, and it just got bigger and bigger and turned into like a little mini fest. And because of that, you know, I think it started something that'll be a cool yearly thing. And I mean, with a whole year out, I have this much more time to plan it, get bigger bands, get better bands. Not that all the bands weren't great, but you know, the more the merrier. And I can pick a better date. I think like maybe early November, maybe mid at the latest. But you know, something where you're not taking as big a chance with a cold front coming in a Saturday, of course, I can do instead of a Friday, and a lot longer to plan and promote it.
Well, considering it was the first year, from my perspective, it seemed to come off very, very well, very professionally. I'm sure, you know, you looking from behind the scenes got to see all the little flaws and problems, but from my perspective, I didn't see any issues or problems at all. The band seemed to all come off on time, and there were lots of bands and lots of stages and plenty of food and plenty of bathrooms, and the only thing that was problematic was the parking, but, you know, it's downtown Austin.
Yeah, totally.
When is parking never an issue in downtown Austin?
No. Parking is a nightmare. Working downtown, we're lucky to have a little parking lot near Emo's, but, you know, beyond that, I can't imagine doing that. But, I mean, they actually did have a parking garage across the street you could pay to park at, you know, right across from the fest there, but a lot of people probably didn't know about it, or this time, I think next year we can kind of plan for that ahead of time and everything.
Well, Emo's just got mentioned in Playboy magazine, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like top 10 music venues in the country, and we were one of them.
That's a pretty big brownie point when Playboy sends somebody your way,
Yeah, it was nice little, found out about it randomly, like someone had sent out a mass email about that worked at a different club, and I just happened to get it and look at their email and notice that we were on there as well. But it's cool, you know, it's nice to be appreciated after, you know, the fierce 15 years, you know, I've been doing it. But hear and there that stuff like that is, you know, popping up. I heard we were nominated for the Voice, which is the Underground Music Awards this year, that Emo's was one of the picks for, you know, best club. I don't think we won anything, but it's nice that, you know, we were mentioned. But we try really hard to keep doing what we do and staying kind of genre-specific and not selling out and doing stuff we hate musically, you know, and just keeping it to cool underground stuff. And
no emo at Emo's, I understand, is one of the
right.
rules.
Well, no, we have emo music, too, some of it. You know, anything that kind of comes from that funk scene, be it the newer stuff like that I may not be that into, but I can't discount it as being legitimate and that they're on the same labels and in the same magazines as bands I do like. So, but yeah, no, we do a little everything, as long as it's kind of under that umbrella that's a very large umbrella that covers all the bands that tour in this music scene.
Aside from South By, what have you got coming up over there at Emo's? Anything exciting that's not up on Polestar yet?
I mean, most of the stuff listed is on our website already. Obviously, even Sonnet Lemonhead show, which is a great one. Next month, before South By, is actually a crazy busy week. I mean, you know, What Made Milwaukee Famous plays the week before, Dead Prez, Exposure in the Sky, that sold out, actually, CD release show, Brujeria, Deer Hoof, Clutch, you name it. I mean, that whole month is pretty crazy. Peeping Tom at Mike Patton's the band.
You're not booking the Police in there anytime soon, are you? At $220
a
ticket?
Yeah, exactly, to make their $1 million guarantee. I can't imagine doing something that big. It'd be awesome. I don't know what's going to go on with them. I know that I heard a rumor they're going to play Coachella, even though it's not announced. And, of course, they're playing, like, the awards or whatever. But I would imagine they're going to be playing huge places.
Well, I'm wondering who the secret shows at South By are going to be this year, because you know, there's got to be, because I think they stuck poor old Mastodon over on Auditorium Shores, and they're not big enough to fill Auditorium Shores. So that means somebody bigger than them's got to be over
there. It's really lame. I think South Bay's dropping the ball on this because Stooges are probably the biggest band playing, and they should be playing Auditorium Shores. I mean, that's the hugest thing they've got going on. And they have it at Stubbs, which is 2,300 capacity, I think. Yeah, that's crazy, you know. They're going to turn away 5,000 people who bought $500 laminates. They're just going to be pissed off and complaining all year long.
Well, they did the same thing with the Pretenders last year, Pretenders and Lyle Lovett. And I actually made it into that show, and that was pretty good. The problem with that particular show and with trying to see acts that big is if you can get in, you can't leave.
Oh, yeah. If you leave, you're not going to wait in line for another 5 hours to get back in.
Yeah, so you basically book your whole night to see one or two acts.
No, and there's South by South by. There's a lot of bigger bands that are playing smaller places, and I understand that. You know, that emo sells out. All the clubs at some point will sell out. That's not bad. It's bad when, you know, you sell out 10 times over. You know, when you've got thousands of people who could have gone. You know, you got to put the right band in the right room. And, I mean, that's such a huge show. It's like, it's crazy, you know. How small a place that big a band is playing, especially for that kind of a festival when it's all industry people and fans, a combination of the two who will all be going.
Well, the photographers will outnumber the band 10-1.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's crazy. I was looking at that, and I did see the Auditorium Shores show, and it's a great show. It's just, but for a place that can hold 20,000 people, and you've got Mastodon, Dillinger Escape Plan, Against Me, the Riverboat Gamblers, and a couple others, all their bands, but, you know, we're talking two, 3,000 people. I can't imagine, you know, filling up that gigantic park like that. But,
well, you don't think there's a super secret bigger band after them that just hasn't been announced?
But I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard any rumor about, you know, X band is supposed to make an appearance, you know.
I tried to start the rumor that the Red Hot Chili Peppers were going to come, but that didn't really take off.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything. I'd tell you if I knew something more. I really don't. I mean, the only thing I've heard, few buzzes about a few little things, but nothing really has panned out. And, you know, yeah, I don't know much beyond that.
Well, Graham, I want to thank you for taking time out of your night tonight and talking to us about what you got going on there. I'm sure that there are a bunch of people that are going to tune in just to find out what kind of hot South by rumors we did start here tonight.
There you go. It's funny. There's actually a Sunday night of South by Southwest, they always do a big, like, a hoot night at Emo's because there's barely any clubs open, so South by has kind of their closing down party that night.
Mm-hmm.
And on a small stage, it's like DJs and hip-hop. It's some cool stuff. But on the big stage, they always do this, like, cover band thing, but all, like, cool cover bands or whatever. This year they have this band called the Misfats. They're a Misfits cover band, but they're all overweight, and they change all the songs to songs about food. So they have a bunch of different bands, but one of the bands, just coincidentally, is a Stooges cover band. So I wonder if that's going to be a rumor that Stooges are playing at Emo's under a hoot band night on the Sunday. I could totally see a million people showing up just thinking that that's got to be a secret show or whatever.
Well, if nothing else, we can start the rumor here.
There you go. Feel free.
There you go. Well, Graham, thank you very much for your time tonight. And for everybody here at Club Kingsnake, we hope to see some of you at South by Southwest. And if you do go to South by Southwest, we'll be at the trade show handing out our free T-shirts. So stop on by the booth. Thank you very much for joining us.